Am I always this naked, you mask? Well, of course not. But I do prefer to tell the naked truth. You see, I like it juicy, raw, and uncensored. The truth, that is. Hey everyone, welcome to Zenten Speaks solo podcast. So I'm trying to find out where the camera lenses is. So if I'm looking funny, like looking here or looking there, I'm not sure. And my ears are doing something funny because this hat that I made, by the way, is covering my ears. So I'm hearing echo and it's like pretty weird. And this is a shirt by our sponsor, Sassy Straight Guy. So you should visit the website and get you some cool apparels. So anyway, welcome to the show. Please make sure to like, subscribe, comment, and tell us what you think and get with the conversation. And if you'd like to be a guest on the show, please make sure to message me so you can be a guest and talk about your shame, guilt, fear, and stuff in judgments. So today we are talking about bullying. So a question I have for you, are you a bully? Are you sure you're not a bully? I know a lot of us think that we leave being bullying when we're in high school or whatever we were. So the thing is, are you sure you're not a bully in your life though? Because bully does not mean you are only in high school or middle school or maybe college. A bully can sometimes always be a bully. So you can take being bullying to school, to work, to your family members, to your partner, etc. So to answer this question, unfortunately, I would not call myself a bully, but I have caught myself bullying. Online bullying. So let me explain what I mean. So I do not go and DM people to bully them. And I don't go and chase people to bully them or name calling or do Marxism and all this stuff or cancellation. But the kind of bullying that a lot of us are guilty of and that I'm also guilty of is making memes, like let's say sharing a meme about somebody or when something happens in the media, we're making fun of that person either through a meme or sharing a little snippet of something and making fun of them. And I do understand a lot of us think that bullying, you can only bully a child or you can only bully someone who's deserving it. Funny thing with the deserving part is I've noticed that a lot of adults think if they bully another adult that is deserving of it, then it's okay. Example, I kind of stopped bullying altogether. Well, I've done my best because sometimes I go with where the mob goes and then I have to remind myself, okay, that's bullying, that's not cool. So if I can find those posts, I do my best to delete them because it's not cool. And if I cannot find them, then I just make sure I do better next time. So I have, the last time I did, let me backtrack. So the first time that I noticed online bullying was around 2016, where a lot of people were bullying different kinds of people as well as President Trump then. And so I was getting into that. And then I was like, you know what? That's not cool because it doesn't matter who that person is. And if that person is an adult or deserving, no one deserves to be made fun of because everyone has emotion and everyone, you know, we might think that person is strong like a president or anybody is that strong, but then that person could feel hurt if they reading it. And in the mark of light of reading the book, The Four Agreements, it was really important to know that our words are spells and black magic. And so we have to know that like what we say and what we write to other people or about other people can be black magic towards them. And especially sometimes we are strong and sometimes we're not strong. And if we feel a certain way, those words of bullying can make a big impact on them and us. And so when other people have bullied me online, I've definitely felt the hurt. And I have to remind myself, it's not personal. Like another agreement in the book is don't take it personal. So I have to make sure I remember that. But, you know, I'm a human being and I have emotions. And so just like things like that. So anyway, the last time I did online bullying is when the Kyle Rittenhouse thing happened and when he was crying on trial. And of course, I know I agree with the verdict. He's not guilty and he is, how you call it, self-preservation, whatever that word, other word is. I just can't remember right now. And so self-defense. And so, but I like a good joke. So when people are posting about him crying and then had different memes, like he's eating spicy pasta and he's crying or this and that and this and that. And I thought it was funny. So I kind of was sharing some of the stuff and I was just like, wait a minute, I need to not bully people, because although I'm not posting it, tagging him or posting it toward his website or link or anything, it is still an energy that I'm putting out there and it's not cool. So I'm taking my own self-responsibility and self-accountability and making sure that I'm a good person to not even have those thoughts of making fun of someone else's character or making fun of somebody. And even if that person is guilty, that person is a human being. That person is a being of love, regardless if they behave like it or not. And that person is me and part of me and is my brother and or sister or a soulmate, a mate in the world of energy and spirit. So because of my practice of, you know, love, and it's not cool. So this is my message to you all today, is that even if you believe that someone is deserving of making fun of or being bullying, it's not cool. And of course, again, it's your prerogative. You can do whatever you feel like doing. However, remember that karma means action. So whatever your action is, when you know when they say it's a boomerang, it comes back to you. It's kind of like when you're doing the online bullying, you feel good because you're making fun of somebody. But really, are you really feeling good about that? So at the end of the day, remember that your action is your own character. So regardless what you're doing towards somebody, your action is about you. So preach it to the choir. So I made this video basically for my own sake. And hopefully if you're watching this, you can take up some pointers out there. And please tell us in the comment below, what do you think about online bullying? What do you think about sharing memes, making fun of others? And what do you think about bullying at work or bullying in the family or in the household or your significant others? And if there's a spectrum of bullying, is bullying good or bad? We all agree it's bad, but sometimes we make excuses who deserves bullying. And I believe and I know that no one deserves bullying, because think about it. If something happens to you and someone make a meme about you and you're going a hard time, how would you feel? So that's the golden rule of do unto others what you like others done unto you. I certainly would not like have a meme about me, especially if it's negative and everyone's making fun of. But at the same time, as we also know, what we do about life is up to us. So if someone made a meme about me and I become famous and I made money, then who cares? But just kidding. So, I mean, even if I don't make money about it, and it's like a bad meme. And so it would be that experience, it would be kind of good, because then I would explore on not having things affect me emotionally. So as we also know that anything that happens in our lives, how we behave or react to it depends on us. So I've told the universe when I became Zen in 2015, throw anything at me. I would love to learn. I want to grow, and I'm done. Shame, guilt, fear, and doubt. So thank you for joining us in this video today, and My eyes is everywhere, so I don't know if the camera lens is this way or that way or here. Is it here? I can't tell. Am I looking down? I don't know. So anyway, ciao.